2月11日，神韵巡回艺术团在波士顿市举行了2011年的首场演出。演出中精美的服装、优美的舞姿以及深厚的历史文化内涵，让波士顿各界人士赞叹不已。请看下面的报道。
马萨诸塞州被称作美国的精神，首府波士顿深厚悠久的文化传统塑造了这里的观众对神韵晚会的独特理解。
Precision and the capability of the dancers.
Gentle beauty to the dancing.
神韵从2008年第一次在波士顿上演以来，每年都会吸引很多热衷于中国传统歌舞艺术的观众到来。对于一些波士顿人来说，神韵已经不再陌生。
Tonight was a very big high because this is my second year of seeing the show.
It's great so far. This is our second time actually, in the last couple of years. We really enjoy the celebration of Chinese culture and.Dancing is really remarkable.
一些观众虽然是第一次观看神韵晚会，但神韵演员的专业水准让他们感受到神韵的美妙。
It's a combination of movement, technique, and also sort of almost like geometric patterns that, and they do it so well. They're so precise with it. That's really it's something that I think is unique that I haven't seen it quite done so well before.
Everything is so coordinated. Everybody moves at the same time. Everybody seems to.You know, they come off the ground the same amount. I mean, it's so very precise.
正如晚会主持人介绍的，神韵晚会通过歌舞展现5000年的中国文化，这种历史的厚度也成为吸引观众的一个原因。
There were many aspects of the culture that I thought were brought in. The history was very interesting.
That's what I really like about it because you get an idea of, you know, everything from really the beginning of time in China to.Modern day of what's going on.
高科技的使用也成为观众们欣赏神韵晚会的一个角度。
The background, the scenery, was spectacular. It was really quite unusual.
神韵在波士顿王安剧院的演出将持续到2月13日。新唐人记者郭莹在波士顿的报道。
神韵纽约艺术团2月11日在美国波士顿的演出，让很多华人感到非常的亲切，也很受感动。请看详细报道。
在神韵演出期间，波士顿城市表演艺术中心的王安剧院内掌声不断，演出不但让西方观众赞叹不已，也让波士顿的华人深受感动。
那看完之后很感动，因为我觉得这神韵的表演，他们的不论是在任何方面都是非常突出，然后很有特色，尤其是像看到梅花那一幕的时候让我很感动。那每个节目都让人怎么样赏心悦目。
牛英伦中华艺术协会总监陈玉律特别对演出的水准赞不绝口。
他们的素质啊，各种的基本功啊，转啊，跳跃啊，各种方面都是没话讲，实在是非常的非常的好。那团体方面也是训练有素啦，非常的整齐，队形啊各方面，整个演出非常的紧凑。
中国民主运动人士杨坚立表示，看到演出中体现的中国传统文化内容，感到非常的亲切。
今天的神韵的表演里，可以看到各个朝代的不同的服饰，以及他们的表演，还有背后的背景里边有很多建筑是当时比如说唐朝的、秦朝的、清朝的很多的表演，而且它涉及了不同的民族。
他也对演出的水准印象深刻。
我觉得这个非常了不起，有这样的演出，因为非常专业的演出。看到这么这个水平高的表演，我也感到非常的非常的快乐，也非常的这个欣赏，非常的珍赏他们的表演。
新唐人记者胡志华在波士顿报道。
美国神韵纽约艺术团2月13号圆满结束了在波士顿的4场演出，观众们为神韵精彩的演出喝彩，并且称赞神韵生动展现了中华5000年神传文化的博大精深，让人们对中华文化有了更深的了解。
随着大幕的每一次拉开，神韵带领观众穿越时空，历游中国历史上的不同朝代。
All the way from the mythological beginning as they open the show.
领略中华大地上不同地域的风土人情。
One of the segments was a group of dancers visualizing like Mongolian horsemen. Then another one was a bunch of young monks showing sort of that part of the Chinese cultural history. So,
神韵生动展现了中华文化的博大精深，让观众们惊叹不已。
It's very nice to know and to be introduced to China. in the different areas and different eras.
5,000-year-old tradition, that's perfect.
Very dramatic way. It's very, very pretty, very attractive.
It's such a great introduction to such a deep culture.
带着对神韵的美好回忆，波士顿观众期待着明年神韵的再次莅临。新唐人记者安心、胡志华，麻州、波士顿报道。
二月十三号，在观众们热烈的掌声中，美国神韵纽约艺术团在波士顿的演出落下帷幕。一些观众们在亲身体验了神韵舞蹈的艺术感染力之后，对舞蹈演员们默契的配合大为赞赏。
I really like it. Yeah, I thought it was really good so far.
不论年龄大小，看完神韵晚会之后，观众们普遍被舞台上精美的服饰和优美的舞姿所感动，而舞蹈动作中高难度的技巧更征服了业内人士。
Choreography was magnificent. I'm a belly dance teacher, so I was just inspired by the performance.
神韵晚会的舞蹈主要采用的是群舞的形式，舞台上数十位演员既有各自不同的舞蹈动作，还要形成一个整体来呈现故事内容。
The movements, you know, it is for me astonishing, you know, how people can do that and still stay intact and with the music, it's all in a big harmony, and it's unbelievable.
这要求演员们除了具有专业的舞蹈技术之外，相互间还要有良好的配合。
Just the coordination and the fluidity of everyone just synchronized together.
律师拜伦对此尤为赞叹。
I think the dancers' precision, their ability to work with each other within a group and come off so precisely, it's been beautiful.
神韵艺术团在波士顿几天的演出当中，舞蹈演员们动作的准确性和相互配合的协调性给这里的观众留下了深刻的印象。新唐人记者郭莹在波士顿的报道。
美国神韵纽约艺术团在波士顿的演出让在场的西方观众赞叹不已，很多人表示对舞蹈演员的功底印象特别深刻，请看详细报道。
在神韵演出期间，波士顿城市表演艺术中心的王安剧院内掌声不断，很多西方观众对演出赞不绝口。
I love the colors, I love to watch the delicate dancing and the scenery, and they were just, it was just beautiful.
The show is just so much more. We just thoroughly enjoyed it. We loved it.
We've not seen any classic Chinese dance prior to this, so it's really neat. Really a wonderful experience.
Yeah, I love it. It's amazing.
观众还特别赞叹舞蹈演员的功底。
The dancers, the performers, I mean, you can see how strong they are in their movements that they make. I think it's excellent.
This is justfantastic. It's beautiful, it's colorful, it's energetic. They are just amazing athletes, but they're so passionate. You can tell just they exude the passion of the dance and the culture right from the stage. The music is phenomenal. The singers, I mean, it's all around wonderful. It's a wonderful experience.
他特别赞叹演员的整体配合。
It looked like they were part of each other, and that it was just all, it wasn't just choreographed. They were all part one. They were all one dancing. So it was just lovely.
新唐人记者胡志华在波士顿报道。
神韵纽约艺术团在波士顿的演出吸引了不少粉丝前来观看，其中不乏多年追随神韵的忠实观众。我们一起来听一听他们看完神韵之后的感受。
神韵粉丝们的背景虽然各不相同，但他们对神韵的热爱却毫无差别。麻省马尔登市市长理查德·霍华德是第二次观看神韵晚会，神韵恢复中国古代文化的理念令他感慨。
Well, I guess the commitment to try to revive ancientChinese dancing and history, weave that into the tales of the dances. I find that interesting.
在他看来，这需要演员们对中国文化有深入的理解。
A commitment by the performers to try to tell the tale with their bodies and their emotions. So, it must be something that has been in the Chinese tradition for a long time for them to be able to translate it that way.
在波士顿的神韵迷当中，连续五年观看晚会的佩蒂·康威已经是神韵的忠实粉丝。
We enjoy it more and more every year. It's great. We love it here.
佩蒂特别喜欢其中教导学生向善的老师遭到残酷迫害之后，最终得到神佛保护的舞蹈节目。
The teacher trying to teach the children the traditions and good moral living, and unfortunately what happens.
第二次观看神韵晚会的凯特·马兰诺对今年晚会节目的编排留下了很深的印象。
Each piece was different. One piece was a story, one slightly lighthearted, the next slightly more serious. And then the solo singers. I liked the mix. It was a beautiful mix.
神韵粉丝们不约而同地谈到期待明年神韵的到来。新唐人记者郭莹，波士顿报道。
2月12日晚上，美国神韵纽约艺术团在波士顿的第三场演出掀起高潮，观众掌声不断。中国古典舞的丰富表现力让观众们大开眼界，不禁赞叹神韵演活了中华五千年文化。
神韵纯善纯美的演出征服了波士顿观众，剧院内掌声雷动，赞美之词不绝于耳。
It's really beautiful. The music was fantastic and I really, really loved it.
Oh my goodness. I really enjoyed just seeing a part of culture and how it went through time.
They did a good job of explaining things and taking us through different eras in the Chinese culture.
I'm just very artistic. The amount of work and preparation that must have gone into it was very, very thorough.
中国古典舞丰富的表现力冲破了语言和文化障碍，让西方观众能更轻松、更好地了解中华传统文化。
Oh, it's always extraordinary when you can watch really talented, gifted dancers tell a story.
I guess how the choreography really communicates. They don't have to use any words. You can kind of just see it.
That I learned about some of the diversity of Chinese culture and that there are so many different styles of dance and so many different cultures and ethnic groups. And I think that was a really important thing to learn.
It goes to the history from the beginning.Throughout, so it's a basic introduction for me, and just to tell it through the music, through the history, just through dance, I can appreciate it that way.
波士顿芭蕾舞团董事会董事瑞奇更是一语点睛，表达了自己看神韵后的真实感受。
That it really brought alive the traditions and 5,000 years of Chinese history.
波士顿观众纷纷表示，将把这份感动告诉亲朋好友。让他们立刻就来看神韵。
You should come see it. Right now, right away.
新唐人记者安心、胡志华，麻州、波士顿报道。
美国神韵纽约艺术团2月11日晚在波士顿豪华的表演艺术中心王室剧院首演成功。精彩绝伦的演出给波士顿观众留下了深刻的印象。他们赞叹神韵是顶级的演出，是冬日里难得的视觉飨宴。
I absolutely loved it. It was more than I ever expected.
The variety, the professionalism, the precision is magnificent.
I couldn't believe the costumes were beautiful. The dancers were super.
Excellent dancers, beautiful costumes, beautiful music, real talent.
Feast for the eyes, especially after a long winter.
It was something that I wish everybody could see.
爵士乐歌手格鲁斯曼看完演出后，更是赞叹神韵是顶级的演出。
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a top-notch show. I thought it was, you know, that everyone was very talented. You know, it was very well rehearsed, and it was excellent.
这个周末，美国神韵纽约艺术团在波士顿还将进行三场演出。新唐记者安心、胡志华，麻州、波士顿报道。
2月3日至5日，美国神韵国际艺术团顺利完成了在新西兰奥克兰的三天四场的演出。演出中所展现的中华正统文化让观众们为之折服。然而就在演出前，当地的中领馆给新西兰20多位议员下命令，不许他们去看神韵。奥克兰市议员不满中共的霸道的做法，将此事曝光，引起了强烈的反响。新西兰各界纷纷谴责中共的这种行为，表示呢，这严重侵犯了当地的民主和自由。
前来观看演出的新西兰观众都由衷赞叹神韵所展现的是真正的中华正统文化，不仅是一场视觉盛宴，更让人们的精神境界得到提升，令他们毕生难忘。
我最喜欢的就是这不同的，就是他们能够体现出咱们五千年的传统文化，能把这文化展现得淋漓尽致，我觉得是非常棒。看了之后，作为一个中国人，非常骄傲，也非常自豪。
It's got loads of energy. It's exciting. It's music I haven't heard before, and it's very accessible, as we say. It's easy to listen to. I'm enjoying it.
I'd say it's one of the most stunning and wonderful and uplifting experiences that I've ever had. I think it's quite wonderful. And not only visually stunning, but also, you know, the underlying spirituality is quite amazing too.
毫无疑问，神韵的演出赢得了观众的衷心叹服。然而在演出前，中共却企图对这一文化盛会进行干扰。2月1号，度假回来的第一天，大奥克兰市议员凯瑟琳·凯西博士发现他的办公桌上有一封来自中领馆总领事廖菊华的签名信，信中以强硬的口气警告凯西博士不得观看神韵。凯西博士对此异常愤怒，并马上向媒体曝光了这封信。
So the first thing I did was to send it to the chief executive and make a complaint that a diplomat has breached protocol.
他表示，中共的做法严重干涉了新西兰人的人权。
What we choose to do in New Zealand is up to New Zealanders, and it's not up to any diplomatic mission to tell me, as an elected member of Auckland Council, how to behave. And I resent the intrusion of the Chinese Consul General into the Auckland Council's life.
在凯西博士曝光中领馆信件后的第二天，新西兰资深国会议员、绿党人权事务发言人凯斯洛克发布新闻公告，谴责中共采取这样的方式对新西兰政府官员施加压力。随后，多位新西兰政要也站出来曝光这些中共的命令信。大奥克兰市议员戴斯·摩里森和维恩·沃克尔收到同样的信件，他们表示根本没有想到中共会发出如此不恰当的信函，并表示新西兰人有权选择该怎么做。另一位大奥克兰市议员迈克尔·戈蒂则认为这封信简直就像在开玩笑，他当时就把它扔进了垃圾箱里。2月2号，新西兰各大媒体纷纷报道该事件，新西兰电视三台在题为“中共政府的要求违反了人权”的报道中表示，在公然命令奥克兰市议员们远离一场神韵演出之后，中共政府已经被警告停止干涉新西兰内政。2月4号，新西兰著名的时事评论家布莱恩·拉德曼在当地最大报纸《新西兰先驱报》的署名专栏中就此事件作出评论，表示当地议员应做出自己的选择，不需要诸如大使馆或假戏剧评论家之类给予指导。他认为中共正在试图干预新西兰的事务，操纵当地华裔社团给地方议员施压。新西兰 Stuff 新闻网站也于2月2号报道了该事件，文中引述凯西博士对中共行为的谴责：我真的很痛恨被中共外交官这样威胁，这是下流的行为，它散发着政治干预的恶臭。众多当地民众也热议此事件。新西兰先驱报的网站反馈版上，网友 Alan Wilkinson 留言道，应该通过外交手段提醒中领馆，中共不要妄图干涉他国内政，也不需要来给新西兰人提醒他那糟糕的人权记录。网友 Kevin 则表示，作为新西兰人，他看过2010年的神韵演出，表示演出既无政治性，也不存在有任何有争议的地方，反而是一场思想深邃、内涵丰富的国际性文艺演出。也有网友在自己的博客上声援凯西博士，提醒他这是在新西兰，不是在北京，希望他坚持自己的立场。目前，凯西博士已要求大奥克兰市议会议长向奥克兰外交法庭庭长对此事提出抗议。他表示，中共在新西兰做这样的事情，让他更加确信中国有许多践踏人权的事情在发生。他对信中有关诋毁法轮功的言辞深为反感。
Perhaps we need to turn the tables on this letter and say what's the real story here? Is it propagandism by Falun Gong? I think not. I think it's propagandism by the Chinese Communist government.
目前，神韵晚会在新西兰的主办者之一。新西兰法轮大法学会已发布新闻公告，表示将致函给外交部长，要求立即驱逐中共驻奥克兰总领事廖菊华。新唐人记者王云林综合报道。